The old Bob Hope Classic, the American Express, is officially underway. And Patrick Cantlay, 7-under through 9 holes.
Dude, he's on fire.
Yeah, that was, I mean, he's an unbelievable player. Here's our buddy Graham DeLette. What's happening, Graham?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. This is a track you've played before. I'm always curious if pros like playing courses they can carve up. In other words, you're looking at 25-under on the week, 27-under possibly. Is that something you look forward to, or would you prefer to be challenged more?
It really depends on the type of player. Like, I only played that tournament probably 2 or 3 times, and it was mostly because it's not, doesn't really fit my style. Like, I mean, it comes down to basically a putting contest out there. Like, everyone can kind of get to most of the par fives and two. Everyone's hitting wedges in, and it's, you know, dialed in for the guys who putt well and the guys who wedge it well. And, you know, for me, I always play better on, you know, a place like Riviera where 10-under wins, where you got to golf your ball and you can't fake it around. Like, you can scrape it around a couple of those golf courses, especially the Nicklaus golf course, and, you know, get up and down and make a few putts. You can shoot 7-under and not even be in control, where if you do that at a place like Riviera, you're packing your bags on Friday afternoon. So it depends on the type of player. It definitely becomes a putting contest out there.
So we were talking about Kevin Kisner last week, how he kind of just goes to these tournaments like the Sony, what is the one in Houston where it's really short?
Well, you're not talking about Colonial.
The Colonial, yeah. So what?
Fort Worth.
Yeah. So what is it? So what does he do? Does he just look at the schedule and look at the yardages of course and say that's what I'm picking, that's where I'm going? Like, sooner or later, he's got to show up at some big tracks, doesn't he? Or how does a tour pro go about doing that?
Yeah, for sure. But everyone knows, like, internally, if a course suits them or not. Like, I mean, and like for him, you know, he's not one of the longer players, but, you know, he's so good with his putter, and he believes in himself, and he believes that he can beat anyone, especially on, you know, short golf courses like that. But there's definitely probably a few weeks a year, like Hilton Head, Colonial, Sony, Palm Springs, where he's licking his chops, and, you know, that's where you try to make the majority of your bread. And then, you know, the rest of the week or the rest of the year, you kind of pick and choose. You're still going to play well from time to time on courses that don't suit you. But yeah, like, I mean, guys know, you know, when they're picking their schedule at the start of the year, like, this is where I have a good chance, this is where I have a good chance, this is where I have a good chance. I'm skipping this week because I can't get to any of these par fours and two, and then I'll be back the following week type of thing.
Yeah, I wish I could do that with courses around Toronto. Like, just find something you're dialed in at, show up, play it as much as possible. But although I just like to play period up here. It's, what is it, January 20th? We're not even close.
Yeah, I saw you guys got a bunch of snow, eh?
Yeah, it was pretty ugly here. It's been pretty ugly all week. It's cold, icy. It's all good. We got golf up on TV. The Leafs are playing. The Raptors are playing. We're chatting with Graham DeLette. What's your bet of the week? I know you're probably looking at the NFL board, 4 big games. Do you have anything in mind that helped the old dog out?
Can't use. No, you can't use the info, but let's just see where his headspace is at.
I like San Francisco. 6 points, I think, is a lot the way that they're playing right now. I love Tampa. How do you bet against Tom Brady? I mean, what's that line, 2.5 or 3? Like, yeah, but that's one of those ones that's kind of scary because it just seems too easy. So, then what else do we got? The Bills. I like the Bills. I like the Bills money line.
I like it too. If you're going to bet it, play the money line. It's the spread's like 2.5.
Well.
Yeah,
exactly.
Might as well get crazy. I'm with you, Matt. I'm with you.
They're not playing to lose by one.
No.
And then we got the Flames Oil Battle Alberta on Saturday night. I'll be tuning into that. It's actually my 40th birthday on Saturday, so wow. I'd like a win out of those Calgary Flames for sure.
Yeah, they're in it, man. That Alberta hockey is not going so well, man. The Oilers are struggling.
No, it's not.
No. What's your read?
I don't
on
mind
the situation?
Seeing the blue and orange struggle, though.
No kidding.
Not one bit.
No. I wouldn't think you would. But, yeah, it's been ugly out there. Although the Flames, they got a big win a couple of nights ago. I think the Flames will settle in.
Yeah, like, why are people lumping the Flames in with the Oilers? Haven't they just, like, played only a handful of games since the new year? Like, I can't for the life of me figure out why they get...
Through Florida and Carolina, they got smoked. And
yeah.
I think that's
that was a tough little trip. But who doesn't go down there and get spanked? You know, Tampa, Florida, Carolina, that's a tough little stretch on the road in 4 days.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Noodles, you could probably speak to it better than we can, the panic level out there, but I don't know. I think Carolina will figure, or Calgary will settle in here. Edmonton is the team that people are focused on up here, Graham. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
People are freaking out in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Everything's about McDavid and Draisaitl, and do they have enough to get over the top? But it's not a good scene out there.
Yeah, man. Exactly.
No, it's not.
Did you ever have a guy like Draisaitl was with Matheson? I don't know if you saw the exchange, Graham.
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever have a guy like after a round just rubbed you the wrong way and you just told him to go stuff it? Oh, really? How would the
I'm
golf
not gonna mention any names, but there's definitely a couple for sure. But you know how it is. I mean, they're trying to do their job, and it's tough for the good thing for me, the only time that if I ever played poorly that I was getting interviewed after a round is the Canadian Open. You know, I'm not Tiger Woods where every single round that they're you know, putting under a microscope or whatever. So the only time I ever really had to answer tough questions was the Canadian Open, and I never really played well there. And and it was kind of just always the same questions. When will a Canadian win, and what needs to happen, and this and that. But, like normally if I shoot 74, if I'm in Houston and shoot 74, nobody wants to talk to me, so it's pretty easy for me.
Right.
Was it the Canadian Open you mentioned? Was the nerves different? Did you kind of feel the pressure to break through and be that guy? Is that why?
You always wanted to play better there, and I think that all the guys just try too hard that week because they obviously there's a lot of pride, and you want to play well in your national championship, but then also just to break this monotony of or the verbiage of, you know, Pat Fletcher, 1954, no Canadians won. And it's like, we're all very aware of it. And hopefully, sooner than later, I mean, there's some guys playing some great golf, Canadians right now. So I hope it will eventually end, but, it is tough. And that's a tough week just in general for a Canadian because you're not used to all the media attention, like Tiger and like Rory. I don't know how those guys do it every single week, and they're just like questions into the press room. And it's different for us because we're not used to that. And you get to the Canadian Open, and all of a sudden you're kind of one of the stars, and you got a lot more on your plate throughout the week, and it's more than just golf. And you usually have some ambassador type stuff that you have to go out for, you know, whether it's meals or play an extra pro-am or whatever it is. And it's just a different week, and you're not really in your groove as much as you normally are when you're just on the road playing a regular event.
We're chatting with Graham Dillette. Yeah, I'm hopeful this year, the Canadian Open. I mean, it's been hit so hard with COVID, missing a couple of years, and they're back and at St. George's, and they're a different part of the schedule for the last couple of years. And when Rory won it in Hamilton a few years ago, that was just a great tournament, like an awesome, awesome tournament. And I feel like the Canadian Open is on the brink of just exploding again. You know, I don't know if it'll get back to where it was when Nicklaus and Palmer and the boys were there every single year, but it's I think it's in a good spot. Are you hopeful for that one?
The change in the schedule is huge. I mean, like, there's, you know, it used to be Open Championship, then you come over, play Canada, and then it was Akron, which was the World Golf, and then the PGA Championship. Well, if you're one of the big players in the world, which of those are you taking off? It's no disrespect to the Canadian Open, and it's a national championship, and guys love the setup because it plays tough. It's not really like a regular tour event. Usually, they set it up not quite like a U.S. Open, but it's a more difficult test most of the time. And guys like playing that, but I mean, if you're going to take one off, you're not going to take off guaranteed money in a WGC, and you're not going to take off a major. So that's it. It fell in a real bad spot there for a while. So I think that's the biggest thing. And with RBC continuing to step up, I think that it's huge, and it still has potential to, like you said, become one of the, you know, marquee events, or maybe just below, you know, the majors and the WGCs.
Graham, before we get you out of here, you mentioned some of your picks or thoughts on the football. Do you have one in particular that sticks out as kind of what I call a auto lock? Anything jumping?
I love San Francisco.
San Fran taking the points at Lambeau.
Okay. I can't get over it. I just can't. I don't know why.
Dude, we're calling you Monday at 4:03 p.m. if they blow it.
Yeah, I can. Sounds I love good, the man. Pack. Love it. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, good luck with those, and enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again soon, and happy birthday this weekend as well. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Go Flames, Battle Alberta.
You got it. There he is, our buddy Graham Dillette, PGA golfer, TSN golf analyst.